Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, this week we've been focusing on the appearances that Jesus made to his disciples after his resurrection. And he did this in such a way to totally dispel all of their doubts. And not only to dispel doubts, but to replace the fear, the uncertainty about the future with a wonderful hope and renewed joy that Jesus, in fact, was not dead, but he was alive. And even though after 40 days he would ascend to his Father, he promised to send one just like him, the Holy Spirit, who would be with them until the end of the age. And that same Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and he is available to each and every believer. Praise God. If we will believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. The Holy Spirit will come to dwell in our spirit. And yet, there's another experience, which is called the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the baptism. Just as the disciples experienced, it says when Jesus first appeared, he breathed on them. He said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." But they had that baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit appeared as cloven tongues of fire upon their heads, and they were marvelously and wonderfully filled with the Spirit of God. And subsequently after that, as they prayed together, for example, the place was shaken, as recorded in Acts, and they were filled again with the Holy Spirit. That's something we continually need. And the fact that it is a separate experience, Paul, when he spoke to the Ephesians, he said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" He was referring to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because no one who is saved, everyone who is saved has the Holy Spirit dwelling within them. And so it is God's plan that we should desire all that he has for us. But the Lord is a loving God. And as we've been looking at this last chapter in John 21, a very precious time. They had breakfast on the beach. They had worked all night, hadn't got a thing. You know, they were fishermen by trade. They knew what they were doing, but they had no catch at all. And so we see, as we look at this 21st chapter, that Jesus was concerned about his disciples. He loved them. And from this, we can assume that he's just as interested in our lives, of the welfare of his disciples everywhere. He asked the questions. He said, "Have you caught any fish?" He stood on the shore at a distance from where the disciples were casting their nets after a night of futile effort. They were exhausted, depressed. They had caught nothing. And through the fog, they had observed someone standing on the shore who shouted, "Have you caught any fish?" And their negative reply probably expressed the weariness of their body. And then the wonderful thing is, I just love this, Jesus had prepared a hot breakfast for his disciples. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. That's John 21:9. And when they were dragging in the fish, which they had caught, as a result of following Jesus' suggestion, he basically rekindled the fire, began to prepare breakfast with some of the fish that had been caught. And some of the actual catch he was preparing. And he suggested that they, you know, bring some of those fish. And so that added to their breakfast feast. And what we see here is a beautiful picture of the love and thoughtfulness of Jesus. And he comes to us with the same kind of tenderness and love. He's always concerned about that which is best for us. Life would be so much more beautiful and satisfying if we could only recognize and respond graciously to his every suggestion. You know, he'd made a suggestion to them, and they obeyed. But what do we do? Many times we just foolishly resent his claims on our love, on our devotion, on our willingness to take up our cross and follow him. And so also we see that he had made a suggestion to his disciples. They labored through the night, they were weary, exhausted, and in spite of their efforts, their nets were still empty. And sometimes, have you found that life can just be an empty net? You feel like you're, you know, going around in circles and accomplishing nothing. Do you feel that you have not really achieved your potential? You haven't laid hold of the things that God really has for you? Perhaps you may have neglected, or have you refused to do God's will? There was a command that Jesus gave them before they ever got to shore. He said, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." That's John 21:6. And remember, on a previous occasion, recorded in Luke, the 5th chapter, verse 4, Jesus had advised disciples to launch out into the deep and let down your nets. And what he tells them, he said, cast it over the other side. And perhaps we've been casting our nets on the wrong side of the ship. You know, maybe that's possible why we have an empty net. We've done it our way instead of listening to the Lord and doing it his way. As far as your home is concerned, your business, your church, do you need to cast your net on the other side of the ship? Are you listening to the Lord? Because if we will really listen to the Lord, obedience to him transforms our failures into success. That's what happened for them. They had a huge catch of fish. Now, that was certainly supernatural. They'd been there all night, hadn't caught a thing. But at Jesus' command, and Jesus, you know, being Lord of all creation, could have summoned those fish, which he did, and there they were, caught in the net for, in a moment's time, to compensate for a whole night's work of catching nothing. And so, beloved, we need to obey the Lord. There's no substitute for obedience. And we simply need to be willing to learn that. You know, Jesus himself learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And how are we obedient? We listen to what the word tells us. We don't just read the word, we just don't hear the word, but we are doers of the word. And if we will be willing to be obedient, it will produce harmony in life. And to be disobedient, beloved, there's no future in that. It creates tension, there's no peace, and there's no fruitfulness. If we obey the Lord, God promises fruitfulness and good success. The disciples discovered that their net was full when they responded immediately to the command of the Savior. So what can we say then for this beautiful breakfast on the beach that Jesus had so graciously given to his disciples that had been so weary from fishing all night? He not only provided hope and love and the practical thing like a good hot meal, but also he ministered to Peter. I won't take the time to read it, but he asked Peter 3 times in response to Peter's denial of Jesus 3 times. He said, "You really love my sheep?" And he said, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs." And he said, "Follow me." And so this was the commission that they were to go on in their life with renewed hope and courage that Jesus was not going to forsake them. Even as they had had a disappointing night, he came to them. So in our times of need, he is a very present help, beloved, in the time of trouble. The living Lord appeared to his disciples. He met Their immediate need, both for fish, they had not been successful in a catch, and also it was morning and they were hungry. They had need for food in their stomachs. He had a hot breakfast waiting for them when they arrived on the shore. But the richest gift that he gave to them was his own companionship and his own expression of love, as well as that continued commission to communicate the gospel of God's love for a lost world. Beloved, whatever your need is today, if you need guidance or wisdom, self-confidence, whatever it is, the Lord is here. The Lord is nigh. He's nigh unto those of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. And Jesus will come to you repeatedly on the level of your own experience. And may we have the eyes to see him and the faith to respond to his gracious invitation and his loving commandments. Oh, that our hearts would be open to receive this Lord who rose triumphant over the grave. Oh, as we celebrate this wonderful time of year, spring, and it's a time of renewed hope, even in terms of the natural world. But spiritually, beloved, if there's any time that we can rejoice as Christians, it's in the commemoration and remembrance of that first resurrection morn when Jesus came out of the grave. He triumphed over death, hell, and the evil one. He put principalities and powers. He brought them to confusion. He led captivity captive, the word says. He made a triumph of the powers of hell. He made a show of them openly, and he gave gifts unto men. Beloved, what a wonderful work Jesus has done. So my prayer is, as you celebrate this holy, sacred time, this wonderful time of year, that you will remember Jesus in a very personal way. That's why I've shared the scriptures that I did, so you would understand he's just as real and present to you as he was to his disciples that resurrection morning. Praise God. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in next time, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. God bless you. Happy Easter. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.